This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. AFP reports the Taliban said Sunday they had captured the key Afghan city of Kunduz as fierce fighting raged in the center of a second northern capital. Kunduz is the third provincial capital to fall in the past 3 days, but the most significant Taliban gain since the insurgents launched an offensive in May. The offensive came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal, which is scheduled to be complete by the end of August. Olympic athletes got a surreal glimpse of everyday Tokyo life Sunday when the closing ceremony was briefly transformed into a park with grass, buskers, and BMX riders in a farewell after weeks spent under the strict rule of a pandemic games. Organizers said the scene was meant so athletes could experience Tokyo, a poignant nod to the fact that many spent their time cooped up in rooms or competing in venues. The Tokyo Olympics, upended by the pandemic, were originally intended to show Japan's recovery from a devastating earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear crisis in 2011. After being postponed for a year, organizers said the Games would serve as a symbol of the world's triumph over the pandemic. The Games fell short of that goal. Next up, the Paralympics, which open August 24th. Before the Games ended, Sue Bird of the United States capped off her unblemished 17-year Olympics run with a record fifth gold medal for women's basketball. She and longtime teammate Diana Taurasi stand alone with five gold medals, the first basketball players ever to accomplish that feat after a 90-75 win over Japan Sunday at the Tokyo Games. Via remote, this is VOA News. Sudan recalled its ambassador to neighboring Ethiopia Sunday, frustrated by the stance of Ethiopian officials whom it said were refusing Sudan's offer to mediate in the ongoing conflict in Tigray. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Wednesday about the conflict in the northern Ethiopian region of Tigray, which has led to an influx of more than 53,000 refugees since late 2020. Hamdok's offer came within the framework of his presidency of IGAD, a group that includes Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Djibouti, Sudan, and Somalia, a statement said. Spokespeople for the Ethiopian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Prime Minister did not immediately respond to requests for comment on Sudan recalling its ambassador. Meanwhile, deadly fighting erupted Saturday between rival factions in the political party of South Sudan, Vice President Riek Machar. The clashes erupted after Machar's rivals declared Wednesday they had deposed him as the head of the party because he failed to represent their interests. Armed forces led by a rival general in the party launched an attack on Machar's military forces. North Korea state media say leader Kim Jong-un has mobilized the military to carry out relief work in areas recently hit by heavy rains and amid concerns over an economic crisis and food shortage. An early monsoon season arrived on the Korean Peninsula last month, complicating pandemic-affected everyday life with torrential rains. The weather also inflicted damage in some southern regions. The U.S. state of California's Dixie Fire has grown to become the largest single wildfire in state history, fueled by strong winds and bone-dry vegetation. People in the scenic forest lands of Northern California face a weekend of fear as the blaze threatens to reduce thousands of homes to ashes, but cooler temperatures overnight and higher humidity slowed the spread of the fire. The European Union has caught up to the once vaunted U.S. coronavirus vaccination effort despite a sluggish start. In mid-February, less than 4% of people living in the 27-nation bloc were at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19, compared with nearly 12% in the U.S. Now some 60% of EU residents have received at least one dose, compared to less than 58% of Americans. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.